Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Stand to our feet, please. Lift up your hands to the heavens and just begin to thank God. Can you adjust the volume for me a little, please? Lift up your hands to the heavens and just begin to bless God. Thank Him for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Give Him praise, give Him honor. Thank Him for this day. Bless Him, honor Him. Yes. Yes, we appreciate you, Lord. We thank you. We are careful to thank you whilst we have breath. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Glory to your holy name. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. I want you to pray for your heart. Put your hand on your heart to represent your spirit. Just pray that this morning God will speak to you. Yes, pray and say, Lord, speak to me this morning. Give me a great impartation this morning. Just pray. Pray right now. Say, Lord, let me not leave this place the same. Let me not leave this place the same. Let me not leave this place the same. Speak to me. Speak to me. Speak to me. Pray that there will be no hindrance to God's word. Pray that your heart will not be hardened against God's word. Pray that your heart will be fertile as God's word comes to you this morning. Come on, just pray for yourself. Pray that you will leave this place changed. Leave this place imparted. Leave this place a different person than you came in. We thank you. We bless you for a great impartation this morning in Jesus' name. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We are grateful. Thank you that we're waking up this morning. We have breath even to say thank you. We have breath even to be able to walk and to lift up our hands unto you. We say that have your way this morning. Speak to us. Let our hearts not be hardened. Let our hearts be fertile. Let your word come this morning to change. Let it come to correct. Let it come to train. Let it come to teach us. Even the ways that you want us to walk in. We give you praise, we give you honor, and I ask that you bless all these offerings in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, please be seated. So in case you are wondering that, is it not dressed down? It is dressed down, all right? So it's okay, you are wearing the right attire. I have to dress official, and Lady Pastor is supporting me because we have a baby dedication. So, and the idea of dress down is to also start packing. As you know, we are leaving this place. End of this month is our last, you know, day here. 31st, and then we are done. I think 31st is a Monday, isn't it? So 30th will be our last. I'm not too sure that 30th is. Pastor Daniel, is 30th a Sunday? All right? So those of you who are wondering, where are we going? We are going. You have to have faith. So last week, Brother Albert and the team led you to a place. I hear you didn't like it. You were not happy. Yeah. But you see, I'm not afraid to please you. I'm not afraid not to please you. I would take you to where God wants me to take you. If you don't like it, Charlie, be happy. But we found another place. I can't believe that you are so worried about environment. Listen, it's God who keeps us. It is God who preserves us. Trust in Him. Are you understanding? Yeah. There's a favorite scripture that I was sharing with Lady Pastor a few days ago. The Bible says that the Lord's eyes, they run to and fro throughout the earth. And what is he doing? He's seeking to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is right toward him. Now, when you read the context of that rightness before him, so when I read that scripture, I was meditating on that. I'm like, do I qualify for the scripture? Is my heart right towards God? So I began to look at the context and read the verses higher up there. And lo and behold, I understood it better. The rightness that God was talking about in that scripture is, you have to look for that verse. Did you find it? Look for it and put it there. Powerful. 2 Chronicles 16, 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, isn't it? Now, the rightness of heart that God is speaking about here is a trusting heart. A heart that relies on him and not the arm of flesh. If I was very upset with Israel because they were sort of upset. Look at the previous verse. Look at the previous verse, verse 8. So he was so upset with Israel that they were trying to rely on connections for somebody to come and help them and save them from their neighbors, Judah, or the other way around. Please, Pastor, which is it? Is it Judah against Israel or Israel against Judah? But they had called on the king of Syria to help. So God said, were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host? With very many chariots and horsemen, yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered you. So God is saying, look, even you have faced worse things. Yeah, some of you have lived in worse places before. Maybe, perhaps. But it was God who delivered you. He said, even when those guys, the Ethiopians and the Lubims, they had a lot of armies, they came against you. You relied on me. And I helped you. Then it comes to verse 9. Then it says, my eyes are moving to and fro. And I'm ready to help people whose heart is right towards me. Then look at verse 10. So he says at the end that because... No, it's not verse 10. 11. All right, forget it. But when you read further down, you see that now he says, because of what you have read, I'm rather going to leave you. And you're going to sweat it out. And you're going to have wars. And you're going to have difficulties because you have not trusted in me. So you need to trust in the Lord. Do you understand? Never rely on yourself. Don't even rely on your bank account. Don't rely on your job. It's good to have a job. It's good to have a nice income. You see, but as you are even receiving the income, smile and lift up your hands and say, God, thank you, because it's God. When you begin to rely on yourself, your heart then turns away from God. And then you don't qualify for this. God's eyes, as he's moving to and fro throughout the earth, from the morning till the evening till the following morning again, he's just looking. Who can I help? Who can I help? And the right person is the one who relies on him. Amen. Lift up your hand and say, I'm relying on God. This was just all for free. It's not the main message. So let us rely on God. Do you understand? In any case, we found another place. Albert found another place. So we looked at it yesterday. It's very beautiful. And it's in Abington. Yeah, look at you. Yeah. Look at them. So I have to pass this through my superiors, Apostle Joel. And see if we'll get clearance for it. And I believe we would. All right? It's a very beautiful place. No work to be done. We walk in and we just have service. Amen. All right, let's go to the topic for the day. We have a few things to do here. We have a baby dedication. We have an important shepherd's meeting. And then we also have a program at 4 p.m. Is it 4 p.m.? 3:30 to feed the poor. Amen. All good, isn't it? Yeah. You have to become a church worker. Amen. Yeah. As you sit down, know that God brought you here for a reason. Amen. God didn't bring you here to come and enjoy service and you know, feel like, you know, it is a nice service. The pastor cracked jokes and no. Or I met my fellow African. No. The reason why you are in church is to be trained and equipped for the work of ministry. Yes. Especially if you've been in church for a long time. And until you fulfill that portion, you are not doing well. Yes. You are not doing well. All right. So our topic again is labor for the impartation from the prophet. Let's say it together. Labor for the impartation from the prophet. I have to go backwards and summarize this because there are a lot of people here who were not here in the beginning. So when we say labor, labor suggests hard work. Working hard. Working very hard. See? I want you to disabuse your mind of the notion that when you're a Christian, things to do with Christianity is easy. Yeah. Bra Kwamna. You have to work hard. Yeah. Very hard. It's not only your work that you have to wake up early in the morning whilst you are sleepy. How many of you have woken up early in the morning and are still sleepy? As you woke up, you see you are stretching your body. It's like the sleep didn't catch you. In the kingdom, you also have to work hard. Things don't come easy. Every great man of God, Bishop Dark Hayward Mills, Bishop Ayede Depo, and all those people, they are people who have worked hard. Yeah. When you're around Bishop, you can't even keep up. So, we must work hard to get spiritual things also done. And unfortunately, we work very hard for things that really do not count. We shared Proverbs 23:4. It says, labor not to be rich. Labor not to be rich. And that's the very opposite that we do. Listen, the Bible is not saying don't work. It's saying don't labor to be rich. Don't put all your eggs in a basket called I'm working hard to be rich. Then he says, cease from thy own wisdom. That is the way you want to do it. God is saying cease from it. So rather we must labor for things that bring, you know, the greatness of God on us. And one of the things that we must labor for is the blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord. For it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. So instead of laboring to be rich, cease from that wisdom and rather look for the blessing of God. When you wake up, ask yourself, what can I do to be blessed? What can I do to have the blessing of God? God is saying that this is what will make you rich. And there are many other things that we need to labor for, because those are the things that would rather advance us. And one of it is laboring for the impartation from the prophet. And again, I'm not talking about a prophet that you meet somewhere or you call online or you go on online prayer meeting and you have to pay money to be told something. I'm talking about the real prophet who gives you the mind of God. He speaks the mind of God. He teaches you the mind of God, and he tells you what God wants you to do. And if you follow it, you become rich and you do well. That is why in 2 Chronicles 20:20 says that when you believe God, you get established. But when you believe his prophet, you prosper. Look at it. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Very easy verse to remember. So we have a lot of Christians who are established. Because that is how far they go. They do not want to prosper. They want to prosper, but they want to prosper their own way. And that is why they are laboring to be rich. But they are not laboring for that which they can get from the prophet. But he says, when you believe God, you get established. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you look established. Yes, you look established. But neighbor, you have to take the second step of believing his prophet, and then you will prosper. Wow, put your hands together for the word of God. Amen. So we are talking about laboring, working hard to receive an impartation from the prophet. And I'm not even talking about myself. I'm talking about the prophet that God has given this denomination. Yes. And in any way, when you believe him, you will believe me. Because I carry what he wants us to know. I follow him and I give you what he wants us to know. Are you understanding? So what is impartation? It looks like a big word, but let's look at it. We started looking at it already. So impartation is a transmission of spiritual endowment from an anointed vessel. It's the transmission of spiritual endowment from an anointed vessel. So we are saying that labor hard. Come now, you're on board today. Labor hard, to receive a spiritual endowment from an anointed vessel. Like the man there. Are you understanding? A good scripture is Romans 1:11. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. This is an anointed man speaking. I long to see you. Oh, I want to see you. I long to see you that I may impart. Not that so that God would impart. Not that so that Angel Gabriel will impart. No. There's the portion of an anointed man that he wants to give you something that God has given him. And I'm saying labor for it. Work hard for it. When you wake up in the morning, let your mind be on it. That I'm going to labor. I'm going to work hard. And I'll show you how to work hard for it. Number two, are you enjoying the word of God? The word of God is always nice, isn't it? The second definition of impartation is the transmission of the power of God from his anointed vessel to deal with the situations of life. So the power of God is transmitted from the man of God or his God's vessel to deal with situations in your life. Difficult situations, problematic situations, situations that seem not to be going away. There is a certain way of dealing with it where there is an impartation from the man of God to you to help you. And it will make a difference. For it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. It is not by power. It is not by mind. But it takes the Spirit of God to break the yoke. Yes. One day Jesus was teaching. He was in a service. And the Bible says that the power of God was present to heal. The power of God was present to heal. It was present to heal. When you believe the man of God, when you believe the prophet that God has given you, God's power will be present to break the yokes in your life. Yeah, some of you, if you were to associate with him and listen to him and do the things that makes you, you know, in line or puts you in line with what he carries, you'd be amazed at the things that will happen to you. Yes. Your problems will go away. Things in your life will change. There are many testimonies to show that. People have been changed just listening. People have been changed just being in service. It says the power of God was present to heal. Wow. Beautiful. Number three, what is impartation? Impartation is a spiritual platform for the duplication and multiplication of grace. It's a platform where there is multiplication or duplication or multiplication. Duplication just means just doubled, isn't it? But it goes beyond it. You can have more. Now, we've always thought that grace, yes, is God who gives grace. Bible says that the God of all grace. Grace. What is grace? Grace is something you don't work for. Grace is when you have received something that it is not because you worked in a certain way. That is why you got it. Because the Bible says then it is no more grace. It is no more grace because you are being rewarded for a certain labor. But there is a certain grace that God puts on a man. There's a certain grace that God puts on his vessel. And that grace on that person's vessel can call that grace his grace. So the grace that God puts on my life, I can call my grace. It's a grace that God has given me. It's a grace that God has given me. But it is my grace. Now, we can become partakers of a grace that God has placed on another vessel. That is great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I labor to have graces on great men of God. I chase after it. I want the grace that is on them to be on me. I literally chase after it from morning till evening. Yes, because I admire it so much. I wake up and I'm like, God, how can I have this thing on this man or me? Look at the scripture in case you're not believing what I'm saying. Let's turn to, let me just give you one. Philippians 1:7. Philippians 1:7. It says, is that Philippians? No, that's not Philippians 1:7. Even as it is meet for me to think of this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. This was an anointed man talking. Under the inspiration of, and it says, you are all partakers of my grace. Not God's grace, but my grace. The grace that God has given me. You see, and God has destined it that way. Yesterday we had a convention in, one day convention in Pastor Samuel's here. And I was telling the people that when you get to heaven, ask God. Ask him why he has destined it. Why doesn't he just pour that grace on you? No, but that is why he is sending 2 Chronicles 20:20 that when you believe him, you are established. But when you want to go higher, you believe his prophet. Because his prophet carries his grace. And that is how he has ordained it, that you become a partaker of that grace. Yeah. You become a partaker of, what does it mean to be a partaker? It means you just are part of it. But we know from scriptures that part can also be multiplied. Look at Elijah and Elisha. That part was multiplied. It was duplicated. And that's why we say that it's a platform for the duplication and multiplication of grace. That is why you must labor to receive an impartation. If you can understand this, when you wake up in the morning, you will just be saying, God, how can I be a partaker of that grace on that man of God? How can I be a partaker of that grace on the man of God? How can I be a partaker? But you see, a lot of us sitting here, we cannot even see the graces on people's lives. We cannot. And that is why we can't receive it. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Why? Because it seeth him not, and he knoweth him not. You can't receive it. Because you can't see. You can't see the greatness on the man. 2 days ago, I think the president, a president in Ghana, went to visit him. The president went all the way to visit him and look around the campus at Mampong. Yes, it's great. It's great. You can have that same grace. You can be a partaker of that same grace and build great things. If sometimes when we meet him and he's talking to us, you can see the sadness in his heart when he's talking to you. Even just the pastors. The sadness in his heart that there are very few people who are becoming great. And instead, outsiders are becoming partakers of the grace. Why? Because of familiarity. We don't see. There's nothing so spectacular about the man. You can be in a church like this. Look at the word of God that is coming. You can just minimize it and trivialize it. And it's as though it's nothing. Yeah, you can't see. And you cannot receive. Because you cannot see, you can't receive. And you can't know, and you would not receive. Lift up your hand and say, I'm changing. Say, I'm changing. So, number one, how do you labor to receive? How do you labor for that impartation? Wow, time is up. Just summarizing. But it's okay. Number one, we looked at it last 2 weeks, is to honor the prophet. Honor the prophet. You honor the prophet. Honor the prophet. As you honor the prophet, things change. You qualify for impartation. Now, in Proverbs 27:19, we looked at it 2 weeks ago. It says, as in water, face answereth to face, so the heart of man to man. So you honor not with your lips. The Bible says that these people, they honoreth me with their lips. Their hearts are far from me. It is not just saying. Honoring is heart to heart. And as for spiritual things, you can't hide it. You can give big offerings. You can appear in a particular way, clap, and when they mention this, you are jumping. But it does not necessarily reflect the status of your heart. It is your heart that matters. When you connect with your heart, when your heart is in line with the prophet, that is what qualifies you for an impartation. Jesus went to his hometown. The people could not connect with him. They could not relate with his heart. They could not relate their heart with him. And they did not qualify for an impartation. The Bible says that he could there do no mighty works. That is why certain mighty works are not happening. And I said to some of you that, you know, sometimes we feel comfortable where we are. It's like, where I am is good. Where I am is great. I'm doing okay. You see, it's good that you think you are doing okay. But what I'm saying to you is that even if you think you are doing okay, you have not even maximized your potential. You could be doing 10 times better than what you are doing now. And let me remind you of the verse we just shared. The eyes of the Lord. Don't rely on yourself. Because the eyes of the Lord are towards them that rely. Their hearts are great towards him. Amen. Let me give you another thing you need to do. Labor for the impartation of the prophet. Labor for the impartation of the prophet. Number two, receive the ministry of the prophet. Receive the ministry of the prophet. Matthew 10, quickly. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 40. Matthew 10, 40. Receive the ministry of the prophet. So how do you labor for the impartation? Number one, you honor the prophet. Number two, receive the ministry of the prophet. So it says in Matthew chapter 10 verse 4, it says, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. That's a spiritual principle. That's why I'm saying that if you can honor Bishop, I don't even have to talk about you honoring me or receiving me. It's done. Look at the next verse. Quickly. It says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Yeah? When you receive a prophet in the name of the prophet, then you shall receive a prophet's reward. Then you shall receive that which the prophet carries. A prophet cannot reward you, or you cannot be rewarded with something that the person doesn't have. But when you receive him, then you get that person's reward. So when you receive him, you receive the prophet. You receive the reward of a prophet. Then he gives us more example. He that receives the righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Mark 6 verse 3, quickly. Mark 6 and verse 3. So in Jesus' hometown, When he came to his hometown people could not receive it. Look at what they said. Quickly. It says, is not this the carpenter? Is not this the carpenter? This is the carpenter. This Bishop Dark. We knew him. We knew him a while ago. We knew him. Yeah. Lady Pastor was listening to a message recently, I think 2 days ago, and she was sharing with me. Oh no, I think it was Bishop's Quiet Time. That Bishop made a statement in the Quiet Time book, or Quiet Time for that day, that a particular doctor in America said something to him that he didn't used to believe in him. You see? So Lady Pastor said, I think Bishop is talking about you. Because I said this to Bishop many years ago. So I said, a lot of people have said it. I'm just one of them. Yeah. Because Bishop Dank was a year ahead of me in medical school. Yeah, I used to see him. I mean, we were all struggling to go into anatomy lab, and then we'll be doing clinicals. We'll be at the OBGYN. Then we'll be at a children's block, and that's Brother Dark coming by. And I didn't even used to go to Lighthouse. Yeah, I had my own church. Yes. What's the name of our church again? The place that I met you and loved you and married you. What's the name of the church? Yeah, now so clear. Now it's Covenant Family Church. Yes. Reverend Dennis Mainwand. Yeah, they were all my pastors. Reverend Alawo. And yeah, they are my pastors. That's why. So when I see Bishop Dagan, yeah, I used to call him Osofo Nupa, which means big pastor. Yeah, and I told him. So one day, after I was converted, I said to him that, Bishop, I didn't used to believe in you. And many people have said that. And that's why he was quoting. We don't believe in him. So you look at him and you look at people and you judge people by what you, the very little knowledge you have about them. It blinds you. You can't see. You can't see how great the person is. It's not this dark. Dark. We know. I know his cousin. That's what they were doing to Jesus. Jesus appeared. This Jesus. We even saw him one day. He was with his mother and he had diarrhea. We saw his mother changing the diaper. It's a carpenter son. It's a carpenter son. The son of Mary. Mary. That Mary who used to come and collect food stamps. We know Mary. You can't receive. You cannot receive. Yeah, that's what we do. Even what I'm sharing, I'm telling you, there are a few people here who are not even receiving it. It's like, what is this? And that is why you will not go beyond where you are. Yes. Because God has ordained it this way, that you believe him, you are established. And many Christians are established. Established means that you are going to heaven. Ask your neighbor, are you not going to heaven? Ask your neighbor, you look like somebody who is going to heaven. Yes. Establishment. But he says, believe his prophet, then you will prosper. Prosperity means to go beyond. You see, prosperity is not just money. You can have a lot of money and you are not prosperous. Yes. Yeah. If I go and even ask some of the Hollywood stars who have lots of money, they have money, but they are bound. They are limited. They are not above. They are struggling. They are addicts. They are not happy. Their marriages are not working well. Yeah. If you want to see prosperity, ask King David. Bible says that he was full of years. He was full of years. Blessed. And he had somebody to succeed what he had built. A lot of these Hollywoods, when they die, it's finished. It's finished. Wow. I said, wow. Beautiful. I heard my bishop say beautiful, so I also say beautiful. Are you here? Yeah. So because of that, they could not receive him. They could not receive him. And there was no impartation. Yeah. They didn't labor for the impartation. Unfortunately, the people who labored for the impartation were people with minor illnesses. He couldn't cure cancer. He couldn't cure hypertension. He couldn't cure chronic diseases that nobody can cure. Bible says that he could dare do no mighty miracles except he laid his hands on a few sickly people. Yeah. It means cough cold. Yeah. Somebody who had a mosquito bite and say, mosquito bite be healed. He couldn't do mighty works. Yeah. That is why you are not seeing mighty works in your life. You are not seeing mighty miracles in your lives. You are not seeing mighty things that are very outstanding. You can't see them because you cannot receive. May God help you. May God change your heart. May God give you a receiving heart. A heart that is so receptive to the great man of God that is placed in your life. May God deliver you from deception. Deception of following things that you cannot even handle. You cannot even see. But rather make you follow that which is real. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There are people seated here today who believe in things that they have not seen, that are so far away, but they believe in it more than even what God has given us. Can I share with you a scripture? The Bible says that when you cannot even love the brother that you see in front of you, Sister Macaria, how can you say you love God that you can't see? Yes. It's a deception. You think you are receiving from far, but you are not. Because even what God has given you, you cannot even take. In my local dialect, there's a proverb which says that you say one before you say two. Yes. You cannot even deal with home. And you are thinking about international. It's a deception. Because it is home that allows you to know how to deal with international. As I have followed Bishop, I'm telling you, he has led me step by step to other things which I would never have gotten. Yes. Yes. Yeah. You hear me talk about Kenneth Hagin many times. Everything I know about Kenneth Hagin today is because of Bishop. In fact, the first message I ever listened to about Kenneth Hagin was through Bishop. He gave me the tape. He says, go and copy it and bring it back to me. That is what happens when you follow. Close your eyes, everyone. Put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart right now. Everyone, put your hand on your heart. Pray for yourself this morning. Say, Lord, help me. Deliver me. Deliver me from the deception of not wanting to receive. Help me to make a U-turn and become a person that receives. A person that receives. A person that receives. Father, change our hearts. Change our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Change our hearts, Lord. Let our hearts change. Let every heart here, represented here, that is not flexible towards the things that you have ordained for us, let that heart change. Let that heart change. Let every heart become a heart that labors for the impartation that comes from the prophet. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every head still bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me, I want to give my life to Christ. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Or perhaps you are here and your relationship with God is far. It is not what you know in your heart, that is not what it ought to be. And you want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me. I want to turn my heart back to God. Lift up that hand and I'll pray with you. I see that hand. Any other hand? Don't look around. Please close your eyes. Don't look at people. Don't make it hard for people to lift up their hands. Lift up that hand. Let me pray for you. Jesus. Jesus. Let every yoke be broken. Wherefore God had given him a name that is above every name, that at the mention of that name, every knee shall bow. So therefore, in the name of Jesus, let every yoke be broken. Be free. Be free. Be free to serve God. Be free to serve God. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you came into this world to die for my sins. I receive you today as my Lord, my Savior. I rededicate my life to you. I will walk with you in freedom. I will serve you and love you for the rest of my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Come on, put your hands together for King Jesus.